You know, yesterday we were talking about Sean Penn El Chapo video. The Sean Penn El Chapo. I guess you could say it's video. It's a video now. Yesterday when we were talking about this, the video was not released. At least in the morning it wasn't released. It's released now. Shows the raid. And yesterday we talked about it, and for some reason, the show cut off. I'm being told that the show cuts off like 5 minutes before we are through. I don't understand that. I don't. I don't get why that happens. Kind of sucks. But it happens. Then we were talking about the whole Sean Penn El Chapo situation. And it's funny, I was talking to my lovely and talented girlfriend yesterday, and I made a comment to her that you keep hearing in the press that the Sean Penn interview was useful in capturing El Chapo. And the way you keep hearing the media portray this situation and the language they're using, it makes it sound as if Sean Penn was working with our government and the Mexican government to get El Chapo. But that's not the case. People were actually tipped off on what Sean Penn was doing. So they followed Sean Penn. They wiretapped conversations that were being had between Sean Penn, this Mexican film actress, representatives for Guzman, this Kate El Castillo, who Guzman just wanted to get all up in. And in turn, that's what led authorities to El Chapo. So this notion that Kate Del Castillo and Sean Penn were working with the governments to get El Chapo is just wrong. They were being followed. They were being watched. And as the meetings were set up, the government went, ah, so that's where he is. Okay. Well, once this little Hollywood hipster love affair is done, we will then go and capture El Chapo. And like I said yesterday, and I hate to make it sound so partisan, but if you had a Republican that was aiding and abetting a notorious criminal on the run, there would be rage. That Republican would probably be in jail right now. But isn't that the case with Democrats, state-run media? Kind of did the same thing with Edward Snowden. A bunch of liberals helped get this traitor. And that's what Edward Snowden was and is, a traitor. They got this traitor safe and secure over in Russia. Remember that Greg Greenfield? Is that his name? Some leftist journalist. Now you got Sean Penn, who calls himself a journalist. I didn't know he was a journalist. So what he says, I'm a journalist. And everybody's just jealous. Other journalists are just jealous of my awesomeness, my awesome journalism prowess. Didn't know Sean Penn was a journalist. Thought he was an actor. Thought he was Spicoli from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. What's up, Mr. Hand? What's up, El Chapo? Thought he was the guy married to Madonna, who made one of the worst movies in the history of movies with Madonna. Shanghai Surprise. Or Shanghai Express. Or whatever the hell it was that starred Madonna and him. Horrible. Horrible. I didn't know he was a journalist. Hey, El Chapo. Dude, let's do some bong hits. Can I call you Mr. Hans? I thought that was Sean Penn. He's a journalist now. He's a journalist. I'm telling you, liberals, they have one set of rules. And conservatives, Republicans, they have another set. They do. Us Republicans have to play by a completely different set of rules. I could never imagine, never in a billion, trillion, gazillion years, a kabillion, zillion, trillion years, could never imagine a Republican knowing where America and, but I keep saying America, it's like the world's, the world's number one fugitive. Couldn't imagine a Republican knowing where the world's number one fugitive is, meeting with them, hanging out with them, and sitting on that information forever. Because remember, Sean Penn didn't tell anybody. 3 months ago, yeah, he did this interview with El Chapo. He didn't tell anybody. He didn't get the interview, come back and go, hey, I need to talk to the President of the United States. I want to give him some information on El Chapo. He didn't do that. after the authorities wiretap phones and figured out the burner phones they were used. Basically, once they got all this information, then they set up the plan to get El Chapo. And only after all of that went down did Sean Penn go, "Oh, yeah, I didn't do anything wrong, though. At first, I was told by Kate Del Castillo that I was meeting Mr. Hand." So he didn't tell anybody. He didn't tell the press. He didn't tell anybody. He got caught. Red-handed. He got caught. Said he got caught. "I didn't do anything wrong." He got caught. That's it. Got caught. Bizarre. It's bizarre. Bizarre. Absolutely bizarre. And there'll be no consequences for what Penn did. When liberals do things like this, it's hip. It's cool. Like I said, it's a completely different standard. Completely different standard. Different set of rules. Hell, I discussed it as it pertained to CNN. When you have Don Lemon talking about a woman's breasts, literally. Don Lemon on New Year's, drunk, talking about a woman's breasts. Anderson Cooper tweeting out polls on a woman's breasts. Seriously, polls on a. What do you think of Kathy Griffin's breasts? Tweet yes and no. If that was coming from people on Fox, if that was coming from conservatives, there'd be an uproar. HuffPost, BuzzFeed, Gawker, Politico, be in uproar. They'd be beside themselves. They'd be losing their minds. Absolutely losing their minds. It's the same thing with the Sean Penn situation. This was a conservative, state-run media would be losing their minds. Can you believe Glenn Beck did this? Can you believe Mark Levin did this? They knew exactly where this fugitive was. They fraternized with him. They had dinner with them. And they never told anybody. Never told the authorities. That's treason. They need to go to jail. State-run media would be losing their minds. But because it's Sean Penn, because it's Rolling Stone, they're hip, they're cool, they're dangerous. state-run media for you, man. State-run media. They got all sorts of wild double standards. All sorts of wild double standards. They're just wild, man. Wild. So there's my closing 2 cents of the Sean Penn situation. And Sean Penn should be in jail, or at least being questioned. What he did was wrong. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. Knowing where America's, and the world's number one fugitive is, and hanging out with him, and not telling anybody where the guy was, that's a criminal act. Sorry, guys, it's a criminal act. It is 100% criminal act. 100% criminal act. I repeat, 100% criminal act. If a Republican did it, they would be in jail right now. End of story.